and to Oregon now, where State Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum has filed a lawsuit alleging that federal law enforcement officers sent to Portland to suppress Black Lives Matter protesters are violating the Constitution by detaining and arresting demonstrators without probable cause. Portland officials say the federal government is using unnecessary force and exacerbating unrest in the ongoing protests. The Trump administration says the city has lost control. So, can the federal government deploy forces and detain protesters without a state's consent or, as the suit charges, without probable cause? Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He's here as he is every Monday. And so, Derek, witnesses say these officers are often in unmarked cars. They don't wear badges or identify themselves. Acting Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security Ken Cuccinelli told CNN this morning that's not true. But either way, are the officers there illegally? Is this legal?
Yes, I'm going to answer that question in just a second. Before I do, I do want to draw a distinction between what I think is appropriate and what I gather to be legal. So the news coming out of Portland to me seems entirely morally indefensible. But as to its legality, I think it's a much murkier issue. So Trump has signed an executive order that empowers a lot of different agencies to essentially protect federal property and ensure safety in America's streets. Customs and Border Protection, ICE, Border Patrol, all these agencies, they have broad powers, they have vague powers, and those powers have been expanded after 9/11 to deal with a variety of different criminal activity. So the acting commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, the CBP, has said that his agency is dealing with, quote, criminals in Portland. And legally, given the expansion, expansive definition of our borders, CBP does have authority to operate in Portland. So this is all going to go before a judge, and I am not a judge. And so the legality of this is going to be worked out by somebody else with a law degree. But I think the safest answer to your question, which is a really important question, is to say that what is happening in Portland is, I believe, morally wrong, but it is legally murky. And so it's going to be difficult to figure out exactly how the legality of it's going to be worked out.
And we should say the lawsuit brought by the attorney general is focusing on probable cause and cites four agencies, the Department of Homeland Security. You mentioned Customs and Border Protection, the U.S. Marshals Service and the Federal Protection Service. And Attorney General Rosenblum is going to try to get a temporary restraining order. Is that likely?
It is likely she's going to try. I don't know if the restraining order is going to work. Federal agents can detain people if they assert probable cause of a federal crime being committed. So destruction of federal property, for example, or if public safety is also in the general interest. Based on everything that I'm reading, there are many people who seem to be who are being detained who don't appear to be committing federal crimes, at least nothing that is visible on tape. That would make those detentions technically unconstitutional, which might make that restraining order being filed by the attorney general likely. Again, though, these agencies have really broad powers legislatively. Congress has essentially asserted that within 100 miles of the border, CBP can do practically everything that it sees necessary in terms of keeping these streets safe and keeping federal property safe. So, again, I think that you're going to see this battle happen between the local authorities in Portland and the federal authorities in Washington, D.C. And we should look at this not just as a Portland story, not just as an Oregon story, but as a national story, because I do think that if the Trump administration feels like it can get away with legally what it's doing in Portland, then it might essentially outsource or export that strategy to other cities that it thinks are acting up.
Well, let's look at it politically and maybe historically. Politically, because we know Oregon's governor and Portland's mayor, Democrats, this could appear to people as some sort of partisan vendetta. But also, if we look back, other times when federal troops have been sent by presidents in maybe uneasy times to quash a popular movement, Kent State comes to mind. And that did not end well for President Nixon, sending America's youth in the National Guard to fire on America's youth protesting. I mean, a lot of these young people in the streets in Portland are the children of people who vote.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. And I think that if this gets worse, then Kent State is going to be a precedent that's brought up a lot in the news. 13 students shot at Kent State. 4 of them were killed. What's happening in Portland, to me, it's such a really dangerous precedent, especially if judges essentially say that CBP is acting within its jurisdiction. The Department of Homeland Security, I think, is twisting the definition of Homeland Security and twisting its mandate beyond recognition. And it's doing so in a way that establishes a really dangerous precedent, where you essentially can have a president in almost any city within 100 miles of the border. So almost any city, so many different, you know, large U.S. cities, New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, send in federal law enforcement agencies to arrest people, detain them without marked vehicles and without uniforms. So it is very, very concerning.
Yeah, we're going to leave it at that with Atlantic senior editor Derek Thompson. Thanks as always.
Thank you.